This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The legal marijuana industry in the U.S. is now worth billions of dollars and growing. It's got investors excited to jump in. But the limbo of selling something that's legal in some states and illegal according to the feds, it's thrown a dash of chaos into the stew of capitalism. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
There are plenty of stocks to buy in the booming legal weed industry, and they're cheap. Bad idea, says Alan Brockstein, founder of 420investor.com.
The majority are what are known as pink sheet companies, an extremely risky sector, kind of the wild, wild west when it comes to, I hate to use the word investing because it's really more gambling, trading, speculating.
A lot of these so-called pot industry stocks are the very same kinds that Jordan Belfort sold in the 2013 movie Wolf of Wall Street.
Well, reason for the call today, John, is something just came across my desk, John. It is perhaps the best thing I've seen in the last 6 months. You got a minute?
These cheap marijuana stocks got shady enough that the SEC issued an investor warning in May, saying many weren't even real businesses. But there is legal money flowing into this industry. So how?
Mark Twain had a great quote. He said, when there is a gold rush going on, it's a good time to be in the pick and shovel business. And that's exactly what's happening now.
That's Troy Dayton, the CEO of ArcView Group, which helps connect investors with businesses working in the legal marijuana industry. For instance,
everything from soil to lighting equipment to insurance products to real estate to, software services and delivery apps and you name it. I mean, it's just an absolute boom happening in all of the things that surround the industry.
So closely examine your investment and make sure it isn't touching anything stinky. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.